Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week on the subject of why would you not be healed? And we took our meditation here from the book of Luke, chapter 4, verses 14 through 30, and speaking about the time when Jesus began his earthly ministry here, speaking to the folks in the synagogue of his hometown of Nazareth, and how at first their appreciation for him as they heard the words, the gracious words coming from his mouth, but soon it turned to resentment as he spoke with power and authority, and they cast him out of the synagogue. But Jesus, speaking to them, used two illustrations there about how there were many widows in Israel, but most of them, many of them, were Baal worshippers and did not believe in the God of heaven. The second illustration Jesus used was the illustration of many lepers in Israel at the time of Elisha, and yet none of them were healed. They had all the privileges and the perfect opportunities to be healed of their leprosy, and yet they weren't because of their unbelief. And we look at those facts and we say, that's just incredible. I mean, here they could have gotten free healing, total healing from their leprosy, but they wouldn't be healed because of their unbelief. So we'll pick up on that today here. We finished yesterday speaking about unbelief. Unbelief is subtle. It's not something that happens overnight. It's not like flipping a switch. Unbelief is something that happens gradually. But remember I said yesterday, there are unprecedented numbers of people turning away from truth today. And it's not just young folks. It's young and old alike. Consider for a moment with me the schools of thought that teach that the Bible is not all inspired. That is taught in seminaries, in schools, higher schools of education today, that not all the Bible is inspired, that portions of it were only given for a time in history, and therefore not all of the scriptures are relevant to us today. You know, and that's dangerous teaching. It's totally false. The Bible very clearly says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, and all those things, all of the Word of God is inspired. But like I say, there are many schools of thought that teach that not all of the Bible is inspired. And there are many other false teachings out there. And there's false teachings. Turn the hearts of believers away from truth. And when you start going down that road, you open yourself wide open for unbelief and for going away from God and truth. Well, not only that, not only were the folks of Nazareth in those shoes, but they weren't interested in following Jesus. They wanted to see something sensational. They wanted to see him perform some miracle. They heard about how the blind were being made whole. They could see. The lame were walking. They heard about that, what he had did, the healing and so on that was going on in Capernaum. And they wanted to see him perform a miracle. But here he was instead teaching in the synagogue with power and authority. Well, Jesus wasn't driven by the desires of sinful men. He didn't perform miracles on a whim. Not at all. He only did what God his Father directed him to do. And you know, many folks today are drawn away from truth because they're told that truth in the Bible is archaic. It's old, it's outdated, it's legalism, it lacks life, you know, it's not sensational enough. It'll never attract those who are seeking. You know, those arguments are alive and well today. They're you go and see in a lot of churches across this country, and they have more programs than you can shake a stick at in efforts to draw people into their churches. You know, you can't be teaching some of those old archaic things in the Bible. Why, you'd never get anyone to come to your church. You got to have this, you got to have that, you got to have all these other programs and attract those who are seeking. Those arguments are as old as the scriptures themselves. But nevertheless, they're very real today, very real. Well, I want to point out to you a few Bible doctrines that are very clearly taught in Scripture, but are very unpopular today, and for the most part are not held to by most denominations. And these are doctrines that are very clearly taught in the Scripture. They're Bible doctrines, and they are beliefs that the true body of Christ adheres to today, regardless of what group of people practice them or have practiced them in the past. They are Bible doctrines. It's not just a doctrine limited to certain denominations. And sometimes people refer to some of these doctrines, or those are Mennonite doctrines, or they're Amish doctrines, or they're Anabaptist doctrines. Well, I would simply say, well, bless God for different church denominations that have adhered to them and taught them, but they are Bible doctrines, and I don't label them as Mennonite doctrines or Anabaptist doctrines. They are Bible doctrines. And just because a group of people in the past practiced them, or because people practice them today, doesn't mean that they're limited to a certain denomination. These are Bible doctrines. The first one I would like to point out to you is the inerrancy and the infallibility of the Bible in its original writings. And I worded that carefully on purpose. I'll repeat that. The inerrancy and infallibility of the Bible in its original writings. The word infallible here simply means it's incapable of error in defining doctrines touching faith or morals. And it is complete. There is no further revelation. That's the definition there of the inerrancy. It is without error. And infallible is it is incapable of error in defining doctrines. And it is also complete. There is no further revelation. And I'm speaking of the Bible in entirety and in its original writings. The original writings, as God spoke to holy men of old, and they wrote what God's Spirit spoke to them. Now, there are other translations today. There are other versions of the original writings, and some of those have errors in them. But I'm talking about the Bible in its original writings. It was without error, and it was incapable of error because it was inspired by God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all Scripture, not portions of it, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. And Revelation 22, verse 19 says, And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. That's pretty serious. We don't take away from it or add to it, to the word of God. It is complete in its revelation. There is no further revelation needed of a written word of God. Here it is, folks. It is complete, and it is inerrant. It is not capable of error. And so that is a doctrine that is a very clear Bible doctrine. But I tell you, many denominations today do not believe that at all. Neither do they practice that. They would deviate from that and say, this portion of scripture or this book of the Bible, that's just there for historical purposes, or that was just what they practiced back in those days, and that's not relevant for us today. Sure, it's a good historical account, and there's things you can learn from that, but it's really not relevant for us today. You know, it just doesn't fit. It's outdated, and on they go and explain those things away. And that is unbelief. It's not accepting the word of God is inspired. I tell you, it's unbelief. And you start down that road, you're on dangerous, dangerous territory. Well, we'll pick up on this tomorrow. Thank you for listening today, and God bless your day.